Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we will have two shows in one. During the first half of the program, we'll be talking about the Assistance League of the Columbia Pacific and a first ever of this kind fundraiser called Accessorize with Assistance League, which is happening on February 3rd at the Columbia Memorial Hospital Center, formerly called the Seafood Center. And today in the studio, I have Mary Davies. She is the president of the Assistance League of the Columbia Pacific. Hi, Mary.
Hello.
I'm glad you're here today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And before we talk about the Assistance League, I also want to tell all of you who are listening that in the second half of the program, we'll be talking with Tony DeGody and Viviana Matthews about Project Homeless Connect at the Seaside Convention Center, which is being put on by the Clatsop Care. No, it's not. It's Clatsop Community Action.
Yes.
Clatsop Community Action. There's many Clatsop caring organizations. So Clatsop Community Action. Yeah. And so we'll be talking with Tony. Hi, Tony.
Hi. Thanks.
Glad to have you here. And also Viviana, and she'll have a mic in the second half. So let's go to Mary Davies and the Assistance League of the Columbia Pacific. Mary, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
About myself. Well, I am a native Oregonian. I was born and raised in Bend and moved here in 1989. So I've lived here for 23 years and been involved in many different fundraising activities, and was on the board for the Liberty Theater for 8 years and at its conception when we first walked in, and it was a disaster. And now I am the president of the Assistance League of the Columbia Pacific.
And for those listeners who are not familiar with the Assistance mm-hmm. League of the Columbia Pacific, what is it?
Well, Assistance League, it's a national nonprofit organization, and it's dedicated to caring and commitment in the community. And our Assistance League is 100%, all Assistance Leagues are 100% volunteered. We are the 120th chapter of Assistance League, and our focus is mostly on children with the Columbia Pacific.
And what kinds of projects do you do with children?
We have four different programs. One of them, and our main one that most people hear about, is Operation School Bell. And that's where we go into the schools and we measure children, and we buy brand new clothing for them. And from shoes, socks, coats, jeans, you know, all of it. And we hope to clothe up to 600 children in Clatsop County, kindergarten through high school. And then we also have the athletic program. That's our other program where if children cannot afford to their athletic fees, you know, they're so expensive now, and or any of their cleats or shin guards, any of that, we will pay for that. And we have another one called Cinderella's Closet. And we have over 200 gowns that we take to the high schools, and either for their prom or homecoming, and the girls can check out these gowns, and then they bring them back, and we clean them and start all over again. So, and the fourth program we have is our duffel bag program, and that is for the foster children of our area, and we have duffel bags ready to go with the children's services that are gender and age specific, and they're full of clothing, teddy bear, book, blanket, that sort of thing that we provide for them.
Is the Assistance League it's a volunteer organization. Mm-hmm. You're a 501c3,
yes,
you're a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have, then you have a lot of volunteers who go around and collect this? Do you get donations from the public, from grants? I mean, how does that work?
We do get donations from, we write a lot of grants. We have two major fundraisers. Our spring is our golf ball drop, and where we sell golf balls and chances to win prizes. And then we have a home tour in the fall. And those two, we raise quite, you know, that's our big fundraisers. And then we write a lot of grants, and we just get donations. And the different stores are very good when we go do our shopping. They give us discounts. Terre Haute gives us half price. We go to Penny's. Nike Night with all the middle school and high school boys. They're wonderful. So we have, and donations, the National Assistance League cannot believe so many things that we do, we don't have to pay for anything. And so it all goes to, 100% goes to the children, and 100% stays in Clatsop County. We shop in Clatsop County, buy all the clothes here locally.
That's really
And
marvelous.
It's 100% volunteer.
And now you are doing a first ever of its kind fundraiser called Accessorize with Assistance League on February 3rd, which is, what day of the week is that?
That is a Sunday,
it's
and
a
it's
Sunday.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Super Bowl
Sunday.
That's
why we chose February 3rd, Super Bowl Sunday, to have this fundraiser. It's Accessorize with Assistance League. Accessorize, we have been collecting scarves, purses, jewelry. We have over 50 sunglasses, belts, anything that's an accessory. And they're all gently used. Some are brand new. And we've been collecting for the last 3 weeks. All the Bank of Astorias have a red bin in their banks. And if you want to go through your closet and things you don't need or use or wear anymore, you can put them in there and we are going to sell them.
This fundraiser is also in memory of Jill Graham, who was a founding member of a local chapter, and
yes,
a lot of people know Jill Graham. Do you want to talk about that?
A lot of people know Jill Graham and love Jill Graham, and we miss Jill Graham dearly, and she was a huge part of our Assistance League. She was the chairman of Operation School Bell and also my vice president of philanthropic programs. And so we decided we were all very sad when she passed. And so what can we do? Come together and do something for Jill that she would just, we know she's watching over us and she would love. And she always wore scarves and wore them so well. So we thought, I said, how about if we do something about with scarves and selling. I know, I just came up with this idea. And so it is, all the money we collect is in her name, and it will all go to Operation School Bell, clothing the children.
So, all right. So it's, the fundraiser is February 3rd, which is a Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, from 1 to 5 at the Columbia Memorial Hospital Center, which formerly, everybody knows it here, it probably is a seafood center.
Right, the Duncan Law Seafood Center.
Uh-huh. And there, it sounds like there, in addition, there are going to be some raffles going on.
We have raffles. We will have a few silent auctions. Someone gave us a brand new Kate Spade bag and some amazing, beautiful things, you know, Coach bags. I know, can you believe
it? I see the names, the designer names, Prada, Coach, Kate Spade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of those kind of things. But then there's just beautiful jewelry. And we're just amazed at all the wonderful donations we've gotten. So we will be selling. There's no entry fee at all. You can just come. There's no age limit. I mean, you know, young to old. And men are invited, too. If you don't want to watch football, you come to our assistance.
I think there might be a few.
There might be a few men who would say the Super Bowl. And we're selling. We have chocolates. We have all kinds. And Simply Cakes. Jay, Simply Cakes, she is donating cupcakes for us. And so we're going to be having those, and Subway's donating cookies, and so it's just going to be a fun day. And we also have an image consultant, Carla Larissa. She's coming from Portland, and she is going to demonstrate scarf tying and just how you wear scarves and accessories, and she's amazing. So that'll be a lot of fun. And that's going to be around 2 o'clock. She'll be doing her demonstrations.
Okay, so 1 to 5, no admission fee.
Right.
And the funds raised from buying these wonderful accessories are going to go to Operation School Bell in Jill Graham's honor.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
And then because this is you've never done this kind of fundraiser before, and your next fundraiser, because you only have now these other two we talked about, the golf ball drop and the home tour.
Mm-hmm.
So this could be an annual event if it turns out to be.
It could. We're excited to see, you know, how it turns out, and who knows?
Right.
We're hoping.
Anyone can come to this. Well, you know what I'm going to do? I think we have talked about what you need to talk about, and I know you have to catch a plane. So I think we're going to let Mary leave, and I want to again say, now, if you want information about this, the Assistance League of the Columbia Pacific having this wonderful Accessorize with Assistance League fundraiser in memory of Jill Graham. The funds go to Operation School Bell, and at the Columbia Memorial Hospital, the formerly called the Seafood Center, February 3rd, Super Bowl Sunday from 1 to 5. If you have questions, you could call Mary Davies. Mary, why don't you give him your phone number?
My phone number is 503-738-0313.
0313-738-0313. Mm-hmm. And do you need any more donations of accessories?
If you have some donations, we are happy. We are collecting them through Monday.
At Bank of Astoria.
At the Bank of Astoria, you'll see a red bin. It says Assistance League on the bin. And you'll see that bin, and you can just put your your things in there, scarves, gloves. We've got gloves, we've got hats, we've got belts, anything that's an accessory. No clothing, no shoes, anything like that.
Okay.
No,
and again, a raffle and chocolate and cupcakes, and it's a wonderful
wine.
Thing. Wine. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
No football.
All right. Thank you so much, Mary. What a great way to have fun, accessorize for yourself, and help the children of Clatsop County.
Yes.
So thank you so much, and safe journey to you. And
thank
I appreciate
you
being on the program
Thank
today.
You for having me. Thank you
All
so
righty
much.
Then. Okay, so we're going to let Mary sneak out of here, and now we're going to go ahead, since we have a few minutes before our mid of the program station break. We're going to speak with Viviana Matthews. Hi, Viviana.
Hi.
She is a case manager with, and I'm just going to get all my papers here together, with Clatsop Community Action, and she's involved with Project Homeless Connect. And also, we have in the studio Tony DeGoti, and Tony is also a case manager at the Clatsop Community Action, and he works with Project Homeless Connect. So, Tony DeGoti, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm originally from Mount Vernon, Washington, and I've been in this area since 1999. So, I love the coast. It's just an amazing area. And I've worked with Clatsop Community Action for about 8 years.
8 years?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then we're going to ask you to talk about what Clatsop Community Action is in a minute, because some people may not be familiar with it. There are so many caring organizations here. And Viviana Matthews, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Viviana Matthews. I was born in Argentina. I'm half Japanese, half Argentinian. I moved to the state about, I don't know, close to 20-some years. And I've been in the Pacific Northwest for the last 13 years. My husband is from Nassau, Washington, and I've been doing social service for over 10 years now.
All right. And Tony, for folks who will talk about Project Homeless Connect, which is happening on January 31st at the Seaside Convention Center, that is the main focus of the program today. But let's also ground ourselves in Clatsop Community Action. What is it?
Clatsop Community Action is a private nonprofit, 501c3. And what our focus is primarily is filling in the gaps in the community by bringing in more grant funding or things that Department of Human Services can't actually fulfill, because we are a rural area, so we don't receive as much funding overall. So one of our programs is the Clatsop Community Action Regional Food Bank. We have housing programs for rental assistance. We have transitional housing programs. And we have the energy assistance program for the county as well. We just hired a new person on for the Veterans Supportive Services and Case Management Program. So we're increasing our what we are offering to meet the needs of the county. And so each year we try to develop something else.
And so your offices are located right in downtown Astoria.
We are, right by the Labor Temple.
And you have how many people work with Clatsop Community Action?
I believe, that's a good question. I think we have around 10 or 11 staff members at this point.
We do have plenty of volunteers. We always need volunteers, but we do have volunteers that are committed to our agency.
Okay, and sounds to me like this agency is the one that it's the umbrella agency. I mean, if someone's having an issue with housing, with employment, with whatever issue, they can go to Clatsop Community Action first, and you will put them in touch with the proper people.
Right, we refer them out.
Yes, we try. That's our main goal is to, and if we can't help them at that time, we try to advocate as well. And direct them. And some of the resources might be outside the county. So sometimes we have issues with folks who are homeless and we're trying to find them housing or a place to go temporarily. So we just never know who's going to walk through the door and what they might need. They could be young or old or disabled or vet, or anybody can come to our office.
Now, you've been with Clatsop Community Action for 8 years. Has the need in this area increased over the last, have you seen, how have things changed?
That's always a difficult question to ask, because for us it feels the same in the office. Every day is intense. I think it has definitely increased. I also think we're actually capturing and accounting the actual amount of homelessness in our county each year more accurately. We're actually getting an actual count that is representative of how many homeless people are out there. And each year it's getting a little bit more accurate, because we're expanding our scope we're asking like the school districts. And
right, we're establishing a partnership with school districts.
And people that maybe not understand who we are now understanding through like George Sable is our executive director, and Marla Martin is also a part of our program as well, and they're doing a great job with getting out in the community and explaining what we're all about. And I think people understand now more who we are, they respect what we do, and they're partaking in our community events and fundraisers. So
right. And we talked a little bit earlier before we came on the program live here, is that, you know, anyone can become homeless or near homeless. I mean, just some slight thing or some big thing that goes wrong. I mean, something can push people right over the edge. And so it's really important that you're there. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. On the first half of the program, we talked about the Assistance League of the Columbia Pacific. They're having a Super Bowl at the Columbia Memorial Hospital Center, at Seafood Center. They're having a Super Bowl Sunday event, accessorized on from 1 to 5. And now we are speaking with Viviana Matthews and Tony DeGoti. And we're talking, sorry, Tony.
That's okay.
Tony DeGoti, and we're talking with them. They are both case managers with Clatsop Community Action, and we're talking about Project Homeless Connect. All right, Project Homeless Connect, January 31st, Seaside Convention Center. What is it?
Project Homeless Connect, I guess how I would describe it is for a person who is not familiar with social services or is in need of social services, it's a great place to start. And we're going to have about 41 different agencies there on that day. And basically at this time, they can actually access like health, medical screenings. We're going to actually have a hot meal there that day. Housing information, there's going to be, the public health is going to be there as well. We might have flu shots. That's been kind of an issue with if they're available or not. We're not quite sure yet, but the Lions Van will be there doing eye and ear testing. We also have the Employment Department as well, Department of Motor Vehicles, helping people with you know, a driver's license, trying to get their ID is a big issue. So
this is the fourth annual Project Homeless Connect, which is this a national program, Project Homeless Connect?
You know, it's gone international as well. It's the model of it started in San Francisco, and it just has expanded over the years. So we basically took the model, and Jessica McClay was the one who started and organized the very first one, and she was killed in a car accident 2 years ago. And so that's what we say, it's Jessica McClay Memorial in her honor, because she's put so much energy into it. So
essentially, homeless and especially near homeless people, those who are at imminent risk of becoming homeless or can't make their mortgage payment or don't know how they're going to make their rent. So they're encouraged to attend this free event, because when they go there, they're going to get a hot meal. And the event happens on Thursday, January 31st from 10:30 until 4 at the Seaside Convention Center. And Sunset Empire Transportation has designated this day as Ridership Appreciation Day. So all the bus services in Clatsop County are free, right?
Right. That's right.
For the entire day. So that because what you want is to get as many homeless or near homeless people or people who are at risk of being homeless come and see over 40 agencies are going to be there with different services, offering different services to these folks.
To be connected with over 40 different agencies.
Right, and that's why it's called Connect. Connect because you don't know. And so there are going to be, eye and hearing tests and haircuts and...
Yeah, we have the nursing students. The second-year nursing students from Clatsop Community College are going to be there to assist the Lions Van as well. So, and there's about 175 volunteers that come forward with this event. So it's pretty extensive. We have training for the volunteers. Each person has an escort that takes them through the event, so that they can actually find their services that they're requesting. So it's a big endeavor. We start planning in September, and it takes a lot of energy, and it's all volunteer-based, the whole program. So.
And last year, I think since this is the fourth year here in Seaside, I mean, you've had 300 people come. And people can bring their families, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
And it's open to the public, yes. And last year we had close to 200 individuals coming through the door.
How are you getting the word out to the people who are homeless, who aren't maybe listening to this radio program? Now, those of you who are listening, if you know someone who is struggling, someone who is at imminent risk of being homeless and needs to know what services are available, and this is a day where they're going to be able to be connected with over 40 nonprofit governmental and faith-based agencies to find out how they can get help.
Right. We are doing a street outreach. We have in a partnership with all different agencies, and hopefully the word it's getting out there that we are having this event on January 31st.
Okay, so Tony, what's going to happen? Let's say that someone is there, maybe a little nervous because they don't know what's going to happen. They're shy, or they're feeling like, oh, I can't believe I've gotten myself into this situation. Although, with the economy, with the way things happen, anybody is just, a step away from some tragedy happening, and then suddenly they're in a completely different world. And so that person is maybe a little reticent, but the person comes to the Seaside Convention Center on January 31st, and immediately they're going to be warmly greeted by a volunteer who's going to say, we're glad you're here. We're going to show you what is available.
Exactly. Brian. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We actually have greeters at the door, several. We have a coat check as well, bag checks. We have kind of a number system. And we also do an intake at that time to see their basic needs, to make sure that they understand what's available to them. And then we link them up with a volunteer who escorts them through the actual event so that they maximize their time, that they get sign up all the forms that they should be signing up for housing, for medical, and just there's some free haircuts that day as well, personal care pantry items.
And a free meal too.
So it's very much, I guess the word link, we're trying to link people up with services, but also bring a personal kind of touch to it. So it's not, walking through this big convention center by yourself. There will be people there. We're all wearing the same color shirts. Yellow shirts for volunteers and red are for coordinators. And I think it's probably the most warm-filled event of the year for me. It's the highlight for me of the year, mm-hmm. for sure.
That's for sure,
yeah.
Yes.
Because what you're really trying to do is get people connected with the resources they need so that eventually they are not homeless.
Exactly. And also connect them to the agencies and like having a person you can talk to. So you have that connection to progress from maybe they are homeless, but they know that now that they can actually apply for housing and that there are options for them, for people that are struggling in this need. But also we have education, we have an employment department, we have other options as well to increase your, maybe, somebody's looking for a job or that. We also have support groups there. We have classic behavioral health recovery groups are there as well. So there's going to be pretty extensive, comprehensive social service agencies there for mm-hmm. a person, from food to, everything, pretty much.
If people want to get more information, like, okay, someone's driving, perhaps listening to this program, and they're saying, oh, I know this family. They're really barely making it. They're struggling. I don't know if they know how to be connected. How do people reach you if they want to get more information?
And I'd like to put out there, too, it's a very complex situation. A lot of people think, I'll send them to CCA and they'll take care of their problems. And it's, we try to listen first to kind of see what direction to go with a person. It doesn't happen overnight, but definitely they can call us at 325-1400. Is our main phone number line, or ccaservices.org. So,
and I think we have to look at this fact that there is a stigma about being homeless or near homeless, so much of the time it is not this. I mean, I don't know. I haven't mm-hmm. looked at research and studies, but it's not the fault of the person who is in this situation, but yet they are. There's a shame factor involved. And so sounds like this is a very positive, uplifting thing. Like, okay, you're in this situation. We're going to show you how you can get some help to change things.
Yes. And that's, I think, dignity. We try to bring dignity into the event. It's something that's, my family was homeless for a while growing up. And I remember what it felt like. Well, actually, my parents kind of disguised it as a camping trip. So we really didn't know at the time. But yeah, so it's, that's the first thing that we say is, how would you feel if you're in this situation? And compassion, dignity. Mm-hmm. We do training. We talk about that in training with all of our volunteers. We're very confidential. You might see people you might know but it stays at this event.
But we also have to remember, I'm sorry to jump in, Tony, but we also have to remember that there are two different kinds of homeless population because something happened to their, to like losing a job or something like that, or the generational homelessness, which their parents are homeless and their grandparents were homeless. So that's two different type of population of homelessness.
I see. That's true. I hadn't thought about it like that.
Yeah.
Yes. So you're addressing the needs of
two different populations.
Indeed. Somebody who's this is a temporary situation. They've had a setback, and you're trying to help them get back on their feet.
Right.
Versus this is all they know.
All they know. Right.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's
and
powerful.
Hopefully, we'll be not helping them, but connecting them or linking them to all different agencies.
We only have a few moments left, Tony. What are the last things you would like listeners to know about the Project Homeless Connect event happening on Thursday, January 31st, 10:30 to 4 at the Seaside Convention Center?
I would just to encourage people to attend, friends or people that you might know, get the word out there. It's a free bus service that day as well. But also, I think if they want to volunteer or be a part of the event, they can call us also to partake in it.
Or if you'd like to also donate, please give us a call.
Okay, so Classic Community Action is taking donations for the Project Homeless Connect event. Mm-hmm. What kinds of donations would you like? You mean
monetary?
Monetary would be best
because we help with IDs. We pay for people's IDs to get
birth certificates.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We try to.
So you need that. Okay. So monetary donations, and then you could also perhaps use some more volunteers.
Yes, and they can call our number 503-325-1400.
Okay, that's excellent. Well, Tony, what you said I think really strikes me is that it's just such an important event for you. It's the highlight of the year for you because you see that you're really providing something that is vital and so important.
And the community is a part of it. Like everybody is partaking in it. We all come together. That unity finally happens. In social services, everything is so broken and fractured. So it's to see it all come together and everybody's partaking in it. Nobody has to be there. So it's awesome to see.
We are a community. We are a village. We are, all one. And so it's true that having everybody, because these agencies work separately. I mean, you work together, right. But mm-hmm. not all in one place. So to have all of these wonderful nonprofit organizations, which are to help those who need help, and everybody needs help in some way. We all do.
Yes.
Right. then that's a really good thing. Thank you so much, Tony, for the
Thank
very
you,
good work you're doing. Tony Degode.
That's right. Good job.
and Viviana Matthews from the Clatsop Community Action Project Homeless event. So you can get more information by going to their website or calling 325-1400.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you so much. Lots of things happening that are really good for folks. And Terry Wilson, I want to thank you, our extraordinary engineer, and also my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the good things in your life, focus on those good things, on expanding them, on feeling good. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists. On the amazing planet we call Earth.